Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I mean, yeah, of course, you know, it's a great question. We're trying to take it week by week. Obviously, a very important game, and we're not overlooking, you know, that aspect.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think anytime you can stack performances, it, you know, it builds trust. It builds that, you know, ability to stay confident in these situations. So our defense is in the right direction.
100%. I mean, Zio's been a great coach from day one, and I think, you know, he puts us in the positions to go out there and make plays every week. So it's on us to execute, you know, what our job is. And so, yeah, major credit to Zach. He's been, a great coach from day one, from training camp. So,
well, I mean, you just play good defense. I mean, really, you gotta do fundamental things well. You know, especially he'll throw the ball downfield. They'll do it with designed play action passes sometimes, sometimes drop back passes that are designed. But as often as not, they'll just throw a 9 route out there against press. You got to defend that. And then the extended plays, you know, where he'll step up into the pocket and up and out of the pocket sometimes, make some throws, but he'll also run. So that's kind of where he's creating those plays.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, yesterday, meeting with the media, talking about that big play offense that New England can bring to the equation. And we're talking about it yesterday in regards to their big play ability, because they can go tepid for long periods of time, and then all of a sudden Henderson rips off a 70-yarder, and then Drake May improvise and adapt, and he makes a big play. So trying to slow them down in that regard. But I want to get to what Mark Andrews was talking about. First quote coming out of the open here. By the way, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Total request Thursday. Pick a song. We'll play. Get your votes in. 410-583-1057, and then coming up at 11 o'clock, we'll start that countdown to Featured Artist Friday, but wanting to put on a better product at home. Mark Andrews, yes, we want to do better. John Harbaugh, a couple of days ago, just kind of dismissed it, fake newsed it, a fake narrative, a non-story. I think it's very much a story, because you can't just assume that they're playing at M&T Bank Stadium and the opposing team's pissing their pants and the crowd noise is going to be so incredible that it's going to disrupt the offense to the point where they can't succeed. Ravens are 3-5 at home, and they've been blown out at home. And let's point this one out to you as well. New England's 6-0 on the road. So I don't think they've been overwhelmed by any road situation at all. And it's not like the Ravens are, you know, 13-1. They're 7-7. So they're not going to be daunted by, you know, flummoxed by anything. If New England wins, they clinch a playoff spot. Ravens still need things to happen in their favor, like winning out, basically, to get to the playoffs. So, Mark Andrews understands. Well, we want to perform for the fans, but home field advantage, that's what it means. You want an advantage at home. And right now, or this season, it has not been an advantage. And if you want to dig deeper, in the playoffs, historically, the Ravens have a losing record. So how much of a home field advantage is it really at M&T Bank Stadium?
Yeah, you'd think that, you know, you like having home games because, number one, it's convenient for the players. You know, you're in a routine. You know, you practice home on Saturday. You don't have to travel. You know, you stay at the team hotel. You know, I guess the only negative is, you know, you got to deal with tickets and a lot of family people coming to the games. But otherwise, yeah, your home crowd, you know, that's your advantage, your field. I mean, you play on it more than anybody else. You know everything about the place. You know the ins and outs. So most good teams, Bob, I bet you if we looked at all the division leaders and stuff, they have good home records. Like Denver's 7-0, Jacksonville's 6-2, Pittsburgh's 5-3 at home. Chicago's 5-1 at home. Philly's 5-2. Tampa's 3-4 at home.
Well, that's a division. Yeah. That's an outlier.
The Rams are 6-1.
Hey, Buffalo's 6-1.
Yeah,
at home too.
Right.
Point is, good teams win at home.
Amen. Amen to that. You know, I mean, and you take advantage of, you know, your home. You protect your home field. That is your job as an organization. Is, we've got to win at home. We've got to create an environment where people don't want to come in. Like Denver. You know, Denver 7-0. Seattle, you know. Look at Seattle. Everybody talks, you know, the crowd noise and all. So it's got to be an advantage. And the fans are a big part of it. But how you play at home is the biggest part.
No doubt. I mean, you can play in a blank stadium and you still have to handle your business. But the Ravens stinking at home, I think, is more of a narrative than John Harbaugh.
Oh, no doubt.
Tried to portray it a couple of days ago. But and the players, and we talked about it earlier in the week. Nolan brought it up. I mean, even the players themselves, this is unacceptable. People coming into our dojo and blowing us out, they've been blown out at home, much less losing at home. This is their last regular season home game, so they're guaranteed to have a losing record at home until they get to the playoffs, and then they're going to have a home game. So I guess in a long-winded way, the point is, even if the Ravens do manage to win the division, the Chargers come in for that game, and you think they're pissing down their leg?
No.
Oh, my God, we're going to ball. Now, if it's cold, that could change things, but I don't know. Home field advantage, I don't think there is one for the Ravens in 2025.
No, I would agree 1,000% with that, Bob. And, you know, like you just said, opposing teams, when they come here, no big deal, you know. Because what do the Ravens do here? They don't play good at home. That's the problem. Why don't they play good at home? I mean, if Harbs knew it, he would change it.
Sure.
But they've got to play better at home. They played great last week in Cincinnati. You know, their intensity and everything else, their focus was awesome. Now, can they do that here? We're going to see. I mean, because they stunk last home game. Pittsburgh, they stunk. Aaron Rodgers picked them apart. Aaron Rodgers played with them.
And on the flip side for New England, they've lost three games. They're all at home. Yep. So if they win their division, which they clinch a playoff spot if they beat the Ravens, but Buffalo's still breathing down their necks. So you go to New England, Foxborough, the weather is usually in cities like Buffalo, New England, even Baltimore from time to time, but you get hit a fifth, like today's supposed to be 55 degrees in Baltimore. Last Saturday it was snowing. Baltimore's kind of hit or miss. You get into those northern cities or the Midwesters, then weather's a factor because it's guaranteed to be cold. But New England's lost three games at home, including last week against the Bills when they were up by 21 points.
Yeah. And normally, Bob, when you talk about it, is when you go on the road, you got to pack your defense and your special teams. Those is what's got to play well on the road for you. And I'm guessing, and I watched last week's game, but I haven't seen any of the other Patriot games, but I'm guessing they played and they've gotten turnovers probably on the road.
Now, We also heard Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's a total request Thursday, featured artist Friday. You got a busy day today. We got a lot to get to. Defense talk. Tavius Robinson came back with a vengeance against the Bengals, playing hard for Zach Orr. They love Z.O. And in all fairness, in the last eight games, their defense is... Is it 2,000 Ravens? No. Is it one of the best defenses in the NFL? Nah. But they're light years ahead of where they were earlier in the season. So we have to account for that. And then Aloe Gilman, who was just named yesterday as the AFC Defensive Player of the Week, just stacking. More or less getting into the John Harbaugh stacking. And we heard Harbaugh talking about limiting the big plays. I mean, it's all like common sense stuff.
Yeah.
But saying it and being it are two different things.
Yep, saying it, doing it, two different things. But, you know, talking about Gilman, I thought he tackled extremely well, Bob, and he was reading coverage. You know, he was reading Burrow extremely well. He was breaking on the routes very good. And, you know, and Burrow's as good as there is in the league. I mean, they finally beat a quarterback, you know, that is a legit quarterback, finally. And that's got to give them some confidence, you know. And Drake May's a second-year guy. Now, can they confuse him? I'm sure they probably can. He hadn't seen everything that he's going to see. So I'm sure that'll be part of the plan. But Drake May he's the straw that stirs that team for sure. Because when you look at that team, and we'll talk about the field, Bob. When you look at that team, it's Drake May and it's kind of everybody else. And now they got Henderson who can make some explosive plays.
Yeah, Ravens 3-point favorites in this game as New England comes in here trying to clinch a playoff spot. Simple yes or no question for our audience, and Nolan will talk to him too at 410-583-1057 for you. Nolan, check in whenever he wants. Got a microphone over there. Any camera yet? Negative?
Maybe by March.
March Madness. But will the Ravens win their last three games? Let's wait. We'll pump the brakes, but do they really need to win their last three games? Because a lot of people think Detroit's going to put it on Pittsburgh. And if the all I know is, and I'm not a smart guy, but all I know is if the Ravens win out, they go to the playoffs. It's as simple as that. Pittsburgh, there are other scenarios, but if the Ravens win out, they will win the division. I don't know if that will happen.
Therein
lies the prop.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's got to go to Detroit, which is going to be, because Detroit can score, you know.
But they can't stop you from scoring right now.
Right, but can Pittsburgh score enough? That's the thing. And then when you go to Cleveland, I think Cleveland-Pittsburgh, I think for Cleveland, Bob, it's a rivalry for Cleveland. I don't think it is probably for Pittsburgh, but for Cleveland, they want to beat Pittsburgh. That gets right down the road.
Yeah. You know, they've been rivals for a minute, but it's been more one-sided than anything at this point in time. You want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057 is the number. Jim Smith, athletic director, University of Maryland, joins us at 10:30 as he does every Thursday. Got Vinny's film breakdown of the New England Patriots. We'll start with the offense. Hey, they were up by 21 points. They were doing some good things. We'll get to the defense later in the show, but offensively, how are they going to pose problems for the Ravens coming up on Sunday night? Cordell Woodland will join us at 11 o'clock, get his thoughts on the Ravens. No Lamar Jackson to practice illness this time.
Bob, they have not ever done the same reason on a win. Every day, every time we started with what? Knee, hip, hammy. Ankle, hammy.
Got stepped on.
Stepped on. Yeah. So to me, Bob, they're just, this week it's illness. I think they're just playing it's instead of just putting rest, I think they're giving us something.
But if you're John Harbaugh, isn't Wednesday you start installing all that with the offense?
It's been since November the 5th, Bob. You know, it ain't changing.
And what's been going on with the offense?
Yeah. No, I hear you.
All right, 410-583-1057. Vinny, Eddie Nolan here on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay. Pressures on the quarterback Sunday night against Drake May. Tavis Robinson talking about pairing up with Draymond Jones to put pressure on the opposers. And Draymond Jones didn't get a sack at 5 quarterback hits. Tavis Robinson had a sack and was the one applying pressure when Burrow threw the pick to Van Noy, which turned out to be the touchdown that won Aloe Gilman AFC Defensive Player of the Year. So Tavis Robinson is back, and as you've said many times, Vinny, is he Suggs or LT? No. But I think he's brought more to the equation in putting pressure on the quarterback than we anticipated, which maybe puts more pressure on him, no pun intended, because the guys that you're expected to put pressure on the quarterback aren't putting pressure on the quarterback, if that makes any sense whatsoever. Point is, Tavis Robinson missed 6 weeks, and he's tied for second on the team in sacks.
Yeah. The thing with Tavis is, you know, the reason he played a lot last year over Oway was because he could set the edge and play the run so well. And his motor's off the charts. You know, I mean, he plays his ass off, you know, and he goes 100 miles an hour. Now, this year, you know, he's got more sacks. You know, if you make a mistake, he's a good enough athlete where he can burn you. And that's what he did last week. They made a mistake with their protection, and he's got some speed where he can run, and he's, you know, pretty good athlete, and he'll chase. And he'll get garbage stuff just because of effort and how hard he plays and the passion that he plays with. I mean, that's what you get with him. Is he an elite pass rusher? No. Can he bend the corner and do all those things? No. But is he the type of guy that can help you win games? Yes. Yep. He can help you win games.
And based on his draft status, certainly exceeding expectations. So what do you think, Nolan McGraw, with Draymond Jones, and Tavis Robinson back? I mean, are we seeing any... Mike Green leads the team in sacks with 3.5. You know, and he's a rookie, and if you count on him to be the guy, what do you think, Nolan? Tavis Robinson, Draymond Jones, and Mike Green in the last 3 games, maybe being a little more formidable than we've seen from the Ravens pass rush so far this season?
No, I can't get my hopes up. You know, I think they just kind of are who they are at this point. You know, it's nice to be at full strength, but they just don't have anybody there that's truly elite. You know, Draymond, I think the best thing you could say about him is the versatility, and that's unlocked some other things in other guys. But, you know, Mike Green, again, we're waiting week after week after week just for the production. I mean, I'm not saying he's playing bad. I think he's definitely grown since week one, but I mean, I have way higher expectations in terms of sacks. And the fact that Tavius Robinson is, you know, second on the team with three and missed more than half the season, that says a lot. And Draymond Jones, all right, he was all up in Burrow's face the other day, five quarterback pressures or five QB hits, no sacks. At the end of the day, it's about the numbers on the stat sheet and bringing the guy down. I'm not one of these people that says you got to have six, seven a game. I'll take two or three. But are they at a time, a convenient time? Do they come on third down? Do they push the opposing team out of field goal position? Stuff like that. You know, it's not asking for a ton here, but my expectations are low as well.
Well, I would say that, you know, Bob, you had just mentioned, you know, about Tavius Robinson. That wasn't a sack, but it was a pressure that caused, you know,
yeah,
an
I'm
interception.
Saying, yeah, well, he had the sack and the QB hit.
Yeah, yeah, the quarterback hit caused the interception for the touchdown. So, you know, you don't need to get – would you love to have the sacks and stuff? Absolutely. But pressures can also cause, you know, turnovers and stuff. If you're getting pressure and you're hitting him all the time, I don't think that's a bad thing. You know, I mean, because, you know, Draymond had five pressures. You know, and Burrow had one of his worst games. I mean, if Drake May, if they don't get any sacks, Bob, but they're hitting him and pressuring and make the ball coming out early and doing those things, that'll be just as good as getting some sacks.
Yeah, he's been sacked 43 times, yeah. But I go back to with pressure rates not necessarily equating to sack numbers, Matthew Judon.
Yeah.
He was in the ballpark. He had a mitt on the quarterback, but he made him uncomfortable. He didn't start accumulating sacks in the double-digit realm until he got to New England.
Mm-hmm.
Now in Miami, you know, maybe on the down slope of his career, but he was always a guy that you noticed on the field, even though he wasn't coming home. With Owe, who's doing well in LA right now, and Ajabo, or insert other guy here, I didn't know they were on the field.
Yeah,
I mean, Judon, you knew, was on the field doing stuff.
Yeah, like with Owe, Bob. I mean, they say, you know, he's always close. I mean, I'm with you. You know, he might have been close, but I never noticed him, and he never affected the quarterback.
Right.
That's the thing that I noticed. But the thing with Draymond Jones is, and they're hitting him, you know, and even Travis Jones, they're hitting him. You know, and Burrow, how many times did he get knocked down? You know, so, I mean, if that's what they're going to be, you know, they're not going to be a big sack team. They've just, for these next three games, Bob, they need to beat the quarterback up. They need to beat him up because they're playing some good quarterbacks, and they need to hit him. Because we saw that if you just let Aaron Rodgers stand there, he's going to be talking trash to you all game, you know, standing there.
Yeah, at 5 bazillion years old.
Yeah, so hit these next three quarterbacks, if they hit them and make life miserable for them, I'll take that because they'll get some turnovers.
Can the Ravens win their last three games and just earn their playoff spot? You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. And are you underwhelmed by New England? Hey, they're coming in here at 11-3, undefeated on the road, yet getting 3 points. What about New England? Do you not like? They have an MVP candidate in Drake May, Coach of the Year candidate in Mike Vrabel, who's been there, done that. They have a great young running back, Stephon Diggs, veteran receiver of great repute. They've got some players on defense, even though a lot of those guys missed practice yesterday for the Patriots. But are we underestimating New England, even though they are a team on the verge of getting to the postseason? But when we come back, Jim Smith, AD, University of Maryland, talk about what's happening in College Park here on this Total Request Thursday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is the athletic director of the University of Maryland. Ask the AD, sponsored by the Green Turtle, featuring the Turtle Trio. Three favorites for $15.99 plus $2 off personal pitchers. He is the one and only friend of the show. Well, he's not the only. You get the point. He's Jim Smith. Jim, good morning. How you feeling?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Doing great. How about you guys?
Good.
Hanging in there, Jim. And look, Malik Washington sticking around. Zion Ealy signed. You got Baba signed. You got Quincy Wilson, who's signed, who's one of the premier track guys we've seen come along in years and years and years. So you've always said, hey, man, we can match it. If we have to financially, it's the unfortunate change of the world in regards to college athletics. But just talk about keeping the dudes around and then bringing in more reinforcements to the equation.
And we did all that without Vinny's NIL contribution.
That's right.
Yeah. You got Haney's.
You got my, I got a hat and a koozie out of mine. That's all I'd say.
Still waiting for your jacket.
Yeah, hey, double axe, by the way.
Run here this fall for sure. And I think part of it is just getting the message out that we really want to compete at the highest level and that these elite athletes that are playing local have a place to come play and play in front of their family and friends and be extremely competitive and build a program together. And that's what we're trying to do here in College Park.
Now, with the basketball team, as you mentioned Baba, and we talked about him, and like Buzz has the number 3 recruiting class in 2026 coming in, but we're still living in the reality of 2025. And, you know, Saturday night, full disclosure, Jim, I was at my brother's Christmas party out of Queenstown, but we had the game on, and you know, Maryland, like, here it comes. They're going to pull the stunner. Then all of a sudden, Pharrell Payne goes down, the terrible officiating. I can comment on that. Solomon Washington gets the boot, and then Michigan turned into like Michigan because they're really good. But what about Buzz and the crew? They go to Charlottesville, taking on Virginia. As we're about to flip the calendar into 2026, given the injuries and everything, a retooling of the entire team, a coaching staff, how you feeling about what we're seeing here in basketball? Very, very early in the process, of course.
Well, look, the Michigan game told you, or really, if you watched the whole thing, you saw a team that fights, a team that can play at a high level. I mean, Michigan hadn't trailed in a game, I don't think, at halftime so far this year, and you know, we played extremely well, and you know, the injury certainly changed, you know, part of the game. you know, I don't know what happened on the technicals. I think I agree with you, Bob, on your assessment. And, you know, and then all of a sudden, the game, you know, and we're still in the game with 10 minutes to go. And then you could see, look, Michigan's really, really good. They're in either an elite team. They're not in the Final Four. It'd be a stunning, a stunning occurrence. And, you know, that's what, so really, I think they had a really great game plan. I mean, if you really watch the game, we were really selective with our shots. We weren't going to get into a complete track meet with them, yet we still scored 50 points in the first half. And so I give Buzz and his staff a lot of credit for, you know, really designing a game plan that kept us in it and really gave us a chance all the way, you know, until those, you know, final 4 minutes. And then we got to go to Virginia. Virginia's a really good team. You know, we're a little banged up now, so we're going to see what happens there. I will say this. These guys can coach. We've got a lot of players playing really hard, but it's a constant changing lineup, and that is a challenge no matter what sport you're in when your starters are constantly changing.
Hey, Jim, kind of educate me on how things go in, like, this new age of college football. Like, does Malik call you guys? Because we saw Malik agreed to stay. You know, I mean, back, you know, like, when you were at Ohio State, I was at Notre Dame. That was never even a conversation. So how does it go now where, like, Malik's representatives call you guys and say, I need this much money, you know, because I can get this here? How does it go?
So think of it, Vinny, let's not make it about Malik. Let's make it about college football and the entire roster. Every year they have an option to stay or go. And so you're talking, you know, as you're doing your end of the year evaluation, this is in all sports. Because the transfer portal opens every year in every sport, every student athlete has an option. And you have to have the discussion with them whether, you know, they're the right fit for us and they're the, you know, they want to stay. So that's a constant conversation that's happening in all sports. You recruit you've heard the coaches say you got to recruit the roster you have while you're recruiting your roster for the future. So those conversations are constant. And at this time of the year, you're trying to figure out, hey, who's staying and who's going in the portal.
Now the portal opens January 2nd, I believe. Now, do you have the funds? Now, Jim, like, I think our wish list, Bob, you can help me too. O-line. We need O-line.
Running back. Kind of goes kind in hand.
Yeah. You know, because got to help Malik out.
Fighting that,
you know,
secondary,
we need
a up a little bit.
Stud receiver, and we need some D-lineman too. So,
other than that, Jim, everything's
got. You got the money for that, Jim?
of course, Vinny, especially when your NIL comes in. It'll work out great. Look, every team's got to build a roster within the resources they have. It doesn't matter whether you're Ohio State, Indiana, Maryland, or Virginia Tech. We're all building rosters with the resources that we have. We have resources. We've just got to, you know, like everybody, you have to be smart in how you do it. We're not the NFL where everybody has the exact same. So, you know, you build in certain areas, and, you know, all those positions that you listed are certainly things that we're looking at as well.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us, brought to you by the Green Turtle. Jim, what else is happening at College Park as we head into we're a week from Christmas. What? We're a week from Christmas already. What else is going on at College Park with the athletic department?
Yeah, a week from Christmas. We're portal. We're hoping we get some fantastic presents in the portal. But we got a great women's basketball game that's going to take place tomorrow at 11 a.m. It'll be a complete sellout with 17,000 screaming students. This is our field trip day where we have students come from the entire area to come enjoy Brenda's team and spend the morning and early afternoon with us as we play Central Connecticut. So that's really exciting. Look, our wrestling team's off to a really good start, 4-1. Gymnastics will kick off here with the regular season here really soon. So right after the first of the year, it's going to pick back up. And just want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year, since we won't talk until we get to 2026.
Jim Smith, appreciate that. And the same to you and your family. What do you want to jam to on the way out the door here?
Yeah, it's only appropriate with the portal coming. Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Jim Smith, appreciate it as always. Have a great holiday. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you in 2026.
Merry Christmas, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Here's Jim Smith, a double X, by the way. Keep pointing that out. We'll come back. Got Vinny's film breakdown of the Patriots offense. They did their job against Buffalo, we think. Maybe something bogged down in the second half. We'll talk about the defense later in the program. You want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Cordell Woodland, top of the hour, talking about the Ravens. Three games left in the season. Can they win out? And even if they do manage to get to the playoffs, is it going to be a short stay?
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Yesterday, Vinny broke down the Ravens' film, their victory shutout, victory over Cincinnati. Now we look at New England. They were up 21 points against the Buffalo Bills, wound up losing the game. But they were putting some numbers up on the scoreboard. We'll start the film breakdown today. New England offense.
Yeah, let's break that down. Let's start with the wide receivers. Like, number nine is Kayshon Boutte. He was a six-round pick in 26. He's, like, their fast guy. Mac Hollins, number 13, he came from Buffalo.
Yeah, and doesn't wear clothes in cold days.
Apparently. Yeah. And then Stephon Diggs, you know, we all know Stephon.
Turtle, five-star, what's up?
Yeah, so... And then Kyle Williams, who was a third-round pick this year, he did a phenomenal job returning kicks Sunday. He's got some speed and stuff, and they are – you got to look out for him. I mean, Bob, when that game got close, it was kind of interesting. Both teams, because both had good returns during the game, both were kicking it out of the end zone. They said, screw it, we'll put on 35.
Yeah, and they got Keon Coleman, who's had some – remember, he was a healthy scratch for a couple of weeks, but Florida State kid.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Buffalo. My bad.
So, Diggs, I like Diggs in the slot where he can, you know, he's smart. And, you know, is outside, does he a burner and stuff anymore? No. Does he create a ton of separation? No. You know, but he creates more separation than D-Hop does. You know, and he's been having a – Stephon's got 67 catches. You know, he's averaging 10-1. So, yak yards, 248, which is the most – second most for them. So, he's been solid guy for them. But against Buffalo, their receivers, hard time getting open in man coverage. Hard time. You know, and he had to pull the ball down, scramble a lot, Drake May did. And I think the Ravens can match up pretty good in man coverage. The guy over the slot is going to have probably the toughest job with Diggs in a slot. Is that going to be Marlon, you know, when they go three wides and stuff? Probably so. But their receivers, they're not anything that you'd write home about. You know, they're going to run a ton of deep routes. They like to throw the ball deep. He's one of the best in the league at throwing the ball deep, and he's completing 71%. But the receivers don't scare me, Bob. They don't scare me. Tight ends, Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper, both veteran guys. Veteran guys that are zone-type guys. They're not going to get open in man coverage. They're going to get open in zone coverage. They're going to probably catch short stuff in zone coverage. So do they scare me? No. But, I mean, everybody we've talked about, Bob, they have four draft picks on their starting offense. And now, the running backs, Travion Henderson and Stevenson, both are really good players. Henderson's got the burst and the explosiveness. He can go. And I was telling you off air, Bob, his long run, the 65-yarder that – they scored in the third quarter after Buffalo just scored. They run a pitch to the right, and it is all stopped. He's going to lose 3 yards, but he bounces it back to the left, outruns everybody back to the left side, and goes the distance. He can run. He's got burst. He's got explosiveness, and it makes me a little nervous with Simpson in there that he doesn't read things as quick as Buchanan, and Henderson can burst through there real quick. And if Roquan won't have a problem, but if he hesitates at all, Henderson will be by. Simpson, I'm talking about. I really like Henderson. And Stevenson, use him a lot to block. And what they'll do with Stevenson a bunch, too, is they'll bring him in when May calls for him to come in and they're blitzing. They use the backs a ton to help in protection. And they'll use the backs when they're going out, they're going to help the left tackle. They're going to chip almost every time with the left tackle. Now, speaking of the O-line, left tackle, Vedarian Lowe, Will Campbell was the starter. He was the fourth pick of the draft, and he got hurt. He's out. So number 59, Vedarian Lowe is in. All right, better run blocker than pass blocker. Can beat him outside, and I think a spin move back inside. Get him to move his feet laterally, it'll be the thing, you know. And does he have a great kick step? No. And I think also, you know, bull rush too. You know, he is the weakest link of them all against the pass. Jared Wilson, the left guard, he's third round pick this year. Okay. He's okay. I think he's going to have a hard time, though, with Travis Jones. Travis Jones, a beast. And I think going against a rookie, I think he's going to cause some problems there. And Bradbury, the center, not a big guy, you know. So I think, again, you know, even Jenkins may be able to walk him back. He has shown that in the past, be able to do that. The right guard, I think he's one of the weakest also. Mike Onowu, sixth-round pick in 20. Big guy. They're all pretty, you know, he's a big guy. But laterally and stuff, he doesn't move that well, and his run blocking is not that great. And then Morgan Moses is the right tackle, who's probably about 36, 37 years old. And you can beat him outside. He's just a crafty veteran is what he is.
Yeah, so, Chad Graff said he was actually exceeding their expectations when they brought him.
So, I mean, he understands what you're going to do, and he's a good athlete. You know, he was for the Ravens because they used him to pull a lot and stuff. So he was a good athlete, went to the Jets, and now he's with the Patriots. You know, can they take advantage? I don't think you're going to outsmart him. So Van Noy, I'm guessing, probably have trouble with him. You know, Atavius Robinson, just try to run him over. I think Draymond Jones, putting him inside too, Bob, will be a mismatch against their guards and centers. Now, I thought in the run game, as a collective group, their offensive line, when they do a good, they don't knock you off the ball. They get a body on a body is what they do. They're not great at getting up to the linebacker unless they're uncovered, which be the center. And so if they can get a body on a body just for a count, Henderson can get through there. But a lot of times you can get off their blocks. You know, so they're not a smash mouth, knock you off, real gritty type thing. I mean, Buffalo was stopping them a lot. I mean, the thing what New England did against Buffalo, they had some chunk plays. That's what they had. So O-line, I think the Ravens, they're gonna have to be able to stop the run. They're gonna have, and how do they do that? They're gonna have to get off blocks, and the linebackers are gonna have to make some plays, and Kyle Hamilton, he's going to have to be involved in stopping the run. All right, the quarterback's a stud. I mean, the quarterback, he kind of reminds you of somewhat of like Herbert and Josh Allen kind of combined, you know, because he doesn't run as physical as Josh Allen, you know, but he likes to run, and he's a big guy like Herbert is too. So, you know, he's similar to Herbert. He's got a real nice arm, throws the ball well, got good movement in the pocket. He can beat you with his legs. He takes a bunch of sacks, you know, and he'll
43 times.
And a lot of the problem, Bob, is similar to the receivers don't get open. That's the problem. So if the secondary, like with Buffalo, the reason they Mulatto and those guys got sacked, receivers weren't open. He had nowhere to go with the ball. And that's going to be a big part of it is, you know, if you see the Ravens getting sacks against Drake May, secondary's playing damn good. That's going to be a critical part is the secondary's got to really cover up these guys, and they have the ability to do that. And Drake May, he can throw a deep ball. They're going to take shots. You know, and they did a good the Ravens did a good job against the Bengals because Burrow was going to probably would have done that too, like he did in Thanksgiving. But they had that they had one safety deeper in the deepest, you know, the whole game, you know, and they're saying you're not going to throw deep. So we'll see. But the key is going to be is can the D-line get off blocks? Can they get off blocks? Because there's going to be a lot of no-gain plays for the Patriots. They can't allow Henderson the explosive play. That's going to be it.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. That's the New England offense. We'll talk about their defense that blew a 21-point lead last week at home to Buffalo. But when we come back, Cordell Woodland, our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan, get his thoughts on the upcoming matchup as the Ravens look to still accumulate some wins to get into the postseason. Whip around left 15, what happened in the world of sports last night. And then we're going to hear more from what happened at one winning drive yesterday with John Harbaugh and Tavius Robinson and everyone else that spoke with the media.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.